bound for South Australia, 24th to the 30th of April, 1836.
Another of the ships in our story, the Emma, was now also at sea, following the four already making their way to South Australia. Charles Hare wrote about the start of their passage.
My dear sir, we have had a more than ordinarily smooth trip thus far, which I feel is a particular blessing under our present circumstances, so many of our passengers never having seen the great waters before. John Brown on board the John Peary described what the passengers and crew were able to see as they passed Madeira. At daylight this morning, we could just discern the tops of the high lands in the island of Porto Santo, shortly after which saw the islands of Madeira. In the grey of the evening, we got sight of a whale about 3 miles from us. It was spouting up water to a great height in the air. The fine weather kept up, and John Brown noted that all the chests, bedding, and belongings to the passengers were got upon deck to air, and in the meantime the steerage was thoroughly cleansed, as the weather is now getting very warm. Captain Morgan's diary tells us how his crew were kept busy in the fine conditions. They were, he said,
employed drawing and knotting yarns, making sennet box sails, and grinding harpoons, the cooper making line tubs.
With good sailing conditions, the Duke of York passed the island of Brava in the Cape Verde group off the coast of Western Africa. Captain Morgan continued to place great importance on his religious responsibilities, even when others on board did not. His diary records his activity.
In the morning, read the second chapter of Leviticus. A few attended, and others were singing the songs of the impious.